Parker Jamison woke with a start as someone knocked on the door to the small cabin he'd been staying in for the duration of his visit to this particular European pack. Using his wolf senses, he inhaled deeply, noting that the person on the other side of the door was one of the younger wolves that had shown him around when he'd first gotten there. He hadn't met most of the pack, as the people of the den hadn't been too keen on his presence. He'd already spoken to the Alpha about coming together with the Redwoods in times of war, but the damn man hadn't been too eager to reveal his existence to the world. All Alphas were required to meet with Parker as the voice of the wolves because he was goddess-touched, but that didn't mean they had to listen. Hell, most of them would rather bury their heads in the sand and ignore what was going on around them. And while his own pack might be older than most in the United States, the European packs were ancient and set in their ways. No one wanted to deal with the fact that the humans were aware of the Shifter's existence. But Parker knew that soon, no one would have a choice. He opened the door after a moment and nodded at the young woman on the other side. Tatiana. She smiled coyly at him before licking her lips. He could sense her wolf brushing up against her skin, wanting touch. But Parker wasn't interested. He just wanted to get this meeting with the elders over with and head back home. Her long, honey-colored hair had been in a braid when he'd first met her, but now it looked as if she'd brushed it out over her shoulders and back so it cascaded over her curves. She'd also put on a long, white, flowing dress instead of the tan one she'd worn when he'd shown up. And though she looked to be his same age and her power felt even younger, she dressed as if she were some maiden from a bygone era on the hunt for a knight. Parker would not be that knight, no matter how much those eyes of hers flashed yearning.
Parker,
she breathed.
I'm to take you to the Elder Circle for your last meeting before you go.
A pause.
It's a shame we didn't have more time to get to know one another while you were here. I understand you leave in the morning, but perhaps the meeting won't take long, and I can show you more of the grounds. I'm sure your wolf could use some exercise.
She smiled.
And though it's not a full moon, there's just enough moonlight for the run to be thrilling.
He held back a chuckle that wanted to spill out since that would have been rude. She wasn't hiding anything she wanted, and while he might have appreciated that on another day, he just wanted to go home. Besides, his wolf wasn't interested in the woman in front of him. And while that might not matter for a quick night of heat, he didn't have it in him to ignore his wolf tonight. Maybe I'm getting older and in need of a mate, he thought. Or maybe he was just tired and missed his family. Either way, Tatiana wasn't for him.